Good morning. This is Josh Clark with today's daily devotion, and it comes from Psalms 73, verses 25 and 26. Before I read the scripture, I want to share with you a quick story. Last night, I had the privilege of listening to John Brandon speak, who is the former vice president of sales international for Apple. He oversaw over $100 billion in sales, and he was asked to share with us what is one thing that you wish you would have known in your 30s. And so as this group of faith-driven entrepreneurs listened, he shared this with us. He said, God wants you to love him and worship him for who he is and not what he can do for you. You know, and you could have almost heard a pin drop as we all took that in and thought about what does that mean to us and what is our view of God? And, you know, I was reminded of this idea. Imagine that you propose to your girlfriend and you give your new fiance this beautiful diamond ring, right? And then you notice over the coming weeks that she's all caught up in the ring. And of course you expect that she'd appreciate it. But instead of being caught up in you, she's caught all up in the gift instead of the giver. And imagine that she doesn't look at you with affection. She looks at the thing you gave her with affection. You know, imagine you ladies, think about, translate that for you. Imagine you give something to your guy and he's all caught up in that, but not in you. How would that make you feel? How would you and I feel? We want to be loved for who we are, and God desires us to love him for who he is. And he went on to share a story with us that I will never, ever forget. And he shared about one of his first jobs in his 20s where he was the 17th employee for a new startup. In other words, one of the founding employees. And this company just took off in a huge way. In fact, in only 2.5 years, they had their IPO. And so they all had all this stock and they were going to be as unbelievable. It's like rags to riches type story. And all of a sudden, the CEO and the owner, they saw a different side of him. All of a sudden, he started getting greedy. And he started realizing how wealthy all these founding employees were going to be. And so he started looking at ways that he could actually cut them out before their stocks were vested. And he one morning, he calls a meeting. And they noticed that the seat that the vice president of marketing sat in was empty. And the owner comes in and begins to just tear down the guy and makes up, you know, fabrications and outright lies about him. And then he does the unthinkable. He turns to his employees, to the team, to the executive team, and he says, don't you agree with me? And he turns them one by one and basically makes them swear, you know, basically an oath to him, loyalty to him, by going along with this outright lie that was fabricated about this guy. And so finally he gets to John. He ends up being the very, in fact, last person. He says, John, so what would you say? Everybody feels this way. You know, would you agree? And John says, no, I don't agree. He's faced with a moment of truth. Will he do the right thing? Okay. And then the next question is, will he do the right thing because of his love for God or because he expects to do the right thing and be rewarded for it, right? Well, guess what happens? He does the right thing. He takes up for the vice president of marketing, and guess what? He gets fired. And he said in that moment, it was a low moment for him. In fact, he said as somebody who doesn't get depressed, he was depressed. And all of a sudden, how he's going to provide for his family? How is he going to pay his mortgage? And, you know, he had poured his life into this and he'd done the right thing, the right thing. But then he was tested. Did he love God for what God would do for him or because of who God is? And I tell you, it really sunk in. I'll never forget this as we all again face the question, do we love God for who he is or what he can do for us? And so with that, let me read this verse in Psalms. It says, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Will you and I praise God because of who he is, because he's deserving of praise, or because everything plays out the way we think it should here on earth? And so now as we contemplate this and what it means to us in our daily lives, I wish you a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.